Peterson Financial Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to meet their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. The information presented is not a solicitation for the purchase or sale of securities or investment strategies. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency. Investment advisory services offered through Peterson Financial Group, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is the Retirement Ready Podcast with President and Founder Eric Peterson of Peterson Financial Group, Iowa's retirement specialist with an office in Des Moines. It's time to make sure that you're retirement ready.
Eric, do you guys cover divorce conversations or divorce mistakes or just some things in the classes? And is that some of the things that you talk about? Because I wanted to talk a little bit about that today here.
We've had a couple of them, not many, thank goodness.
Oh, that's good.
Because it did get kind of nasty, but... One of the things when I go to my Ed Slot class, that we cover these a lot because, you know, inevitably...
The statistics are huge, right? Even over 50.
Yeah. One of the things that has to be divided up are the qualified plans. And so, you know, my Ed Slot teacher, Mr. Ed Slot, you know, he sees a lot of the mistakes that can happen. So we address these a lot. So I have a whole team of tax attorneys I could turn to in dealing with any kind of distribution or dividing up of the monies that are in these qualified plans, because that's a big one, because there's nuances to it. There's tax issues. You want to make sure you get it right when it comes to dividing up those assets during a divorce.
Yeah, definitely. So we're going to talk about a couple of pieces to run through on that. Just some ideas, some big, kind of, 10,000-foot view kind of things, just to ponder if you find yourself feeling that way or think some things could be heading in that direction. Not pleasant, but certainly worthwhile to have them in top of mind. So let's talk about some assets, like choosing the house, for example. Eric, we'll just start there, over other financial assets, because sometimes we kind of view that as the big ticket item, right? It's the house.
Yeah. The one thing is you got to remember that, or when you start adding up the assets, because what I understand is what they'll do is they start, do kind of a T account, right? Okay, we got a value of something over here. If you want that, you got to throw something over here of equal value. But not everything has the same tax nature to it. So one of the things that you want to keep in mind is that what's the net value of that? Because a house, if you go to sell a house, sometimes there's no capital gain on that house. So the money can come out tax-free versus an IRA is going to be taxed at the highest marginal rate. So they're not equal from an after-tax standpoint, but they'll throw the values in. Giving up your 401k to get the house or something like that, because your 401k you can use for income, your house you can't use for income. Right? The house is just going to be where you live. So just take all things with a grain of salt, because in order to get value out of your house, in order to generate income, you have to borrow against it or sell it.
Yeah.
Right? You can't just open up cut a hole in the wall, the drywall, and start pulling dollars.
I mean, you
can
pull some copper out maybe and sell it, but that's probably not ideal.
You could. Always goes back to, Arrested Development.
God, not the banana stand story again.
Yes, the banana stand. You know, when he says, I always wanted a banana stand, he gets mad and he burns it down. And then the father says, you idiot, there's $250,000.
There was actually actual money in the banana stand.
The walls of the banana stand, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So don't do that, right?
Yeah, most people don't keep dollars stashed in the walls of their house.
Although I did have a grandparent who apparently, when she was starting to get some dementia years and years ago, when she passed, they found all kinds of like maybe $20,000 worth of small bills all around the place, and mostly in like old purses. She kept tons of purses around the house that she'd had through the years. And so they found all kinds of money in there. And of course, she didn't remember in her elder years. But you never know, right? So again, but when you're thinking about divorce, make sure you're kind of thinking, sometimes it's easy too with the, and we'll get to emotions, obviously, Eric, but it's easy to kind of go, well, the house, this is where I raised our family. I want this, right? Versus maybe accounts, or something like that, because that seems a little more, kind of cold, right, or whatever. So think about number two here, which is don't ignore the tax implications of those potential accounts.
Right. So a $200,000 IRA, that's not all of your money. It's not all $200,000.
Exactly.
The government's got a portion of that. And how much they get, well, it depends. Depends on what tax bracket you're at when you go to pull those dollars out or where the tax rates are at. We know the tax rates currently for 2024 and 2025. We don't know what they're going to be in 2026 versus, let's say, a $200,000 Roth IRA. You know what the tax is on that? That's zero. Well, depending on what age you are when you pull it out, and you could be a little bit less if you're under 59 and a half. But
right.
So those are, you know, one is worth a lot more. So you need to consider those things. Again, you understand the tax implications of the dollars. They're not all equal. So Roth IRAs can be worth a lot more than an equivalent IRA or 401k that's going to be taxed heavily or taxed at the highest marginal rate when you pull it out. So
mm-hmm. yeah.
just make sure they're treated that way.
Right. And obviously taxes, we talked about that often. That's something that you're very, very, you know, pro on in the retirement planning process, right? Which you should be, because it's a huge component as to, well, how well maybe your plan can work.
Yes. This is where the attorneys sometimes are not well versed in the tax nature of the assets. They're just looking at making sure the dollars are equal.
Yeah. Let me get this or let me get that, you know, that kind of thing, but
correct.
Not necessarily the long-term impact.
Right. Right. And so they need to sit down with a financial person, a tax person, to say, okay, yeah, this account might be 25% more because on an after-tax basis, it's only worth this amount.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so kind of understand that there's a give and take from the tax standpoint.
Okay. What about rolling a spouse's retirement account? So if you are awarded something or whatever the case might look like in that situation, directly into an IRA, like after, you know, after the divorce?
Well, if you're under 59 and a half, you want to avoid that, because if it's separated out, do what's called a QUADRO, Qualified Domestic Relations Order. You want to keep that money separate because you do have some availability to withdraw those funds and use them prior to 59 and a half and avoid the additional 10% tax penalty. If you roll it right into your IRA, you've moved that up to 59 and a half and you have the tax penalty if you take it out before 59 and a half. So again, this is where working with somebody that understands those nuances to those rules. Same with if you inherited at death, right? A spouse can always have an inherited IRA and keep it under age 59 and a half and access those dollars without the 10% penalty. If they move it on their own, which they can always do, they've moved that bar up. So just have a conversation before you start combining accounts, because you may have this little nuance to be able to get at that money if you need to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always going to be tax deferred still anyways. You can get in the same investments. So why not have this additional opportunity afforded to you, since it's written into the tax law that you have that? Why give it up if you don't have to?
Gotcha. And of course, that's something that's going to be issued. Is that something you don't get done, right? This is done through the divorce process.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. There's a special identifier on an account.
Yeah. Okay. And then obviously I talked about emotions. So you can kind of bring it all back here to this. There's a lot of, obviously, you know, financial moving parts, legal moving parts. But the decision-making process can certainly get jaded when you are hurt or angry or whatever the case might be. So sometimes having that team of people helping you can help you step back away from some of the emotions, because it's going to be very hard for you to do so.
Yes. And more than just the attorney, again, you need to have a financial person. I know, speaking from experience, is that, you know, normally when there's a husband and wife and they've had that financial person, it's been the one person, right? So when now the marriage can be dissolved, it's like who gets the financial person? So you need to find your own person, because a lot of times they don't want to work with the one person that might be going with the other person, with the other spouse, right? And they want to get those assets away from that firm. That way the other spouse, even though they can't share that information once they are divorced, because this, you know, as a fiduciary, I can't share information between clients.
Exactly. That brings up a good question. I'm sorry. Let me cut you off there. Yeah. So do you see, you know, like, I know you haven't had a lot of this, but when talking with other financial advisors, you obviously network. Is that common? Do sometimes people say, hey, we've got to, you know, especially after a long, you're getting for gray divorces, right, which is people over 50, which tends to happen more and more now. Do they keep the same advisor?
No, normally the one spouse will move them away.
Yeah. Can you, I guess, from a fiduciary standpoint? Is that fine?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. And it's sometimes it's just
personal preference.
Yeah. It's personal preference. And also because then they're going to always be reminded.
Maybe. Yeah. You kind of have that, you know, feeling like, you're great, but I think I need to change. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And so I would recommend that if you're in that environment, you need to seek counsel from that new person that you want to use that can give you that advice. Now, the old person should still give you great advice if you're working. I mean, we would do that. It's just the moral fiber that we have here. We're not going to pick sides. Okay. We're not going to say, oh, you know, well, you know, whoever filed or whoever's the one at fault. Not there's everyone always thinks there's someone at fault when there's divorce. Sometimes it's just, you know,
sometimes it just falls apart.
Yeah. It's over. Yeah. Yeah. We're always going to say, hey, these are the tax consequences of the decisions that you're making. Mm-hmm. These are the things you want to consider.
Right.
Just people feel, you know, hey, if I'm going to be leaving, I just like somebody, you know, different to handle my assets if they're going to stay with you.
You've been listening to the Retirement Ready Podcast. If you have questions about what you've heard on today's podcast and would like to schedule a complimentary retirement readiness review with Eric Peterson and the team at Peterson Financial Group, call now. 515-226-1500 is the number to dial. That's 515-226-1500. They are Iowa's retirement specialists and standing by to help you achieve your financial and retirement goals. Want to ask a question online? Visit the team at AskEricPeterson.com. Thanks for listening to the Retirement Ready Podcast, making sure that you're retirement ready.
Did you know that Eric Peterson also has a radio show? Tune in to the Retirement Ready Radio Show, Sundays at noon on AM 1040 WHO.
Peterson Financial Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day, using a variety of insurance and investment products to meet their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. The information presented is not a solicitation for the purchase or sale of securities or investment strategies. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency. Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in periods of declining values. Any references to protection benefits or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Investment advisory services offered through Peterson Financial Group, Inc., a registered investment advisor.